Okay, we're learning the Yamda Kecha throughout Shoivim, which we're now completing. We've been learning this Maimar on Kedusha. It's strong, it's very strong. The Tzaddik's not holding back. And as we said from the beginning of this Maimar, that these are Madregas that could seem, some of them could seem far from us. I'm not even going to get the whole thing that goes into technology in a little bit. But Afapichen, it's a... We have to try our best, at least to be in that circle of Kedusha, in that world of Kedusha. We're on page Kuf Chof Aleph, the left column, talking about Shemir Sinai. So the Mechaber is talking about one of the ways that the Klip of Amalek discourages us in our avoda, especially when it comes to Kedusha, and especially when it comes to the very, very difficult avoda of Shemir Seinayim. And the way that Amalek, the Koyach of Amalek, of Ashakarcha, the simple pshat in the words, Ashakarcha, is that something that happens by chance, a mikre. Ashakarcha is a mikre. And invariably, being in the world these days, there are going to be mikrim. They're going to be walking on the street or being at work or just going on a trip with the kids or something. The person's going to see things that he wasn't looking for. B'mikra. Not that the person's chlila. We're not talking the person's going to try to see something, or he wants to do something that's wrong, or to look at something that's terrible. It's a bimikre. So then there's that klip of Amalek, Ashakorcha Baderach, that tries to kill a person, that tries to destroy a person's kedusha by telling the person that you see what a rasha you are, that you saw this and you did that. But the truth is that it was a mikre. It wasn't that you were looking for something. But that's what we were just learning, so the paragraph on page Kuf Chaf Aleph on the left side was a yetzar menas lahapilas ha'avdim, v'aymel adam kol hazman re'isa nechshalta. And that's the voice of Amalek that's telling a person, even though something happened to Mikra, but the voice of Amalek is, you see, re'isa nechshalta, you saw something nechshalta, that's you failed again. Ki roitzer she'adam yargish she'olam matzliach. Because the tachlis of Amalek is a person should feel that he's not matzliach, that he's not successful. V'yisyayish me'ha'avayda. And he'll be misyayish, he'll just give up. V'zemukash godol. And this is something which is a terrible stumbling block. This is a big problem. Ki v'shvil ha'atzliach b'emes odem tzarech li'os merutza v'samech me'avadasa. Because in order for a Jew to be matzliach, he really has to be samech in his avodas Hashem. He has to be samech in his avodas Hashem. Well, chayin chayv ladas. Therefore, one must know, shema adam mitzido mishtadel aleches berachov hayosa naki shev shlo. If a person tries to go by the best street, you know, here it's mostly driving. But in when we're in Eretz Yisrael, it's mostly walking, and so he's talking about life in Yerushalayim, to walk, try to go. And a person tries to go the best possible way. The eyes are kept to try to keep the eyes in the right place. And if the person b'chalzo sees something, b'mikra, you see something. That's not an aver. Ke'ein mitzias ba'olam sha'odam lo yirek lal. There's no such thing that a person doesn't see. V'chol enyan hu li'zor k'chol yicholto. And a person, Hashem just wants a person to try his best. U'laharas shehu ne'mon la'Hashem is above chol kochay. And to try to show his loyalty to Hashem is above chol kochay in the best way that he can. Again, there are madrigas and madrigas of this. Veinerosa shum shaychus l'ra. That the person is living a life where he doesn't want to have a shaychus l'ra. Sometimes there's a mikra, but he doesn't want to have a shaychus l'ra. Hashem is baruch sameach v'geibo, and Hashem is baruch is happy and is proud of him, al his amsusai be'emes. For the person making this effort be'emes, and the honest effort to try to do his best. V'mechol zayis ra, and if b'chol zayis a person saw something, ein lo avon, it's not an aveira, al Hashem is baruch gilgal kach v'chesbonis shamayim. Hashem has chesbonis, why is it that He wanted you to go through that nisayin, and why he wanted you to have to contend with such a thing. Next page of today. La'ira la'hisif machshavs kedoshes. Hashem was ma'ari you. He's ma'ari the person to try to add to machshavs of kedusha. And that's really the main avaida in kedusha. And that's why Yosef is Yosef at Tzadik, and his name means to add. Because the ikra avaida when it comes to kedusha is not coming from a negative mahalach. From a, of course, it's an avoda of sumira, but the tachlis of everything is yosef. It's lahosif to add. La'oroi lahosif machshavas kedoshes, which as we'll see is the ikra way that we fight against these things, by being ma'isif kedusha, by adding thoughts of kedusha. And Hashem wants a person to add and to strengthen his kedusha, not to stay focused on the fact that he saw something and that was an aveira. And when the person starts obsessing over this and thinking about how he did something terrible, he saw something terrible, these are machshavas that are from the Yetzirah. This is from Amalek. She writes the hapilo legamrei. But the Yetzirah wants to be mapil, wants to knock the person down completely. Aideshim shachnei also shulho b'seder. Because the ikkun and hitzachin of the Yetzirah of Amalek is to convince the person that he's shulho b'seder, that he's be'etzim a person that's not b'seder. To cause you to define yourself in such a way as somebody who's not b'seder. So that the person will be misyayish. That's the nitzachin of Amalek, when a person is in a place of ata oyef viyageya. Ata oyef viyageya means you just give up. And he convinces you, v'lo yirei elokim, that you're somebody that you don't have any yirei shemayim. If you would have yirei shemayim, this wouldn't have happened to you. And these are all the tachsisim, the mahalach of the other side. Then you have the person, this is especially effective with the person who by nature is very anxious or might have some compulsions, that the Yetzer tells a person they should constantly be thinking and checking, did I look, didn't I look, and to become crazy with obsessing over these things. Was I over? Wasn't I over? There's certain people that have an intuit to this type of thinking. The ikur is not to be oisik b'zeklal. If you saw something, whatever, something happened, when it comes to these things, not to be oisik in it. The Yetzer Hara wants you to stay in that sugya, to stay in that blot of whatever it is that's not good. And the Yetzer wants you to sit on that, to dwell upon it, and he has tremendous satisfaction when you're going over the inyan and reviewing it. That's what I mentioned many times over the years. That remember that when they came out, this is probably when I was when I was in sixth grade or seventh grade. They came out to America with these, maybe a little bit later. They came out with these extra vidui, the vidui booklets that they put out. So you from Kadmonim, like they have from the Benishchai or the Chida, I don't remember, they have all, the Shlok, they have extra, the list is not enough that you have in the Siddur and the Maksa, they have extra vidui. And there was a Rebbe that came out very strongly against it. It was about printing these vidui, these booklets. I remember there's a picture of a person saying, you know, like this on the cover, and they and came out very strongly against it. And there's a friend of mine at that time that said that, you know, he got the Vidui booklet and he used it in Kippur, and he said there was such interesting affairs he never even thought of. He said it got him to like it. He said it was the worst thing for him. He said all this stuff. He said, I honestly never thought about it. There's interesting things in here that I never dreamt about such crazy affairs.
Didn't Rebbe say your father took it once?
My father threw it away. Yeah, it was like all the frumies, we all got that. Like, you know, it was like we all got that because my father just, he saw how I had a booklet, and he just took and he threw it into another chair in shul, and he said, just look what it says in the machzor. You don't need any extra reading. My father was very upset about that. And all the old Jews looked at this as a mutton. It was a strange thing. I don't even know if they sell it anymore. They're made for people who are OCD. It's made for people who think in such a way to make you more nervous and to see. Not that the tzaddikim, the kadmonim had ninyan. I'm not saying that, but the chidah or the tzaddikim, they had the shlok kodesh, whatever those things that's their avodah. It was for a different time and for different people, but for. If we are able to work on all the things in the Machzor, we find Jews don't have to. That would cover our issues. We don't have to start thinking of new ones. And Bechlal, it just plays into a certain type of thinking in a way of, especially with a Bacher who's an Erlich Bacher who's sincere and is trying to be good, and or a girl that's very very, you know, has your Shemaim. So these things, it's a terrible way of. A few years ago, also some very well-intentioned person sent me. As a woman, they wrote a book, and she again means very, very well and very chash. I don't know who she is, but she wanted me to write something, and I told her, "I really, please forgive me. I'm not, you know, to write like a letter. I don't approve of this. I don't approve this at all. To write new books on vidui and extra viduyim and going through it. It's just to say it and to think about the Indian." You know, chlal, and to go and quickly. Even sometimes here in shul, it's over the years, I'll notice that there's a bacher or a young man that's davening too long on Yom Kippur, and I'll say something to him. So that's enough already. Go right, you know, just catch up with the rest of the island. We're just sitting over there on the vidui for too long. Why? It's a very good thing. The vidui is it's ma'akev tshuva. We have to say vidui. But it could with certain people it's something that could be not productive. It could lead chas v'shalom to yeyus. The tachlis is to be good, to try to be good, and to do tshuva, and try to be better, and to that's it. So b'tzarech l'das shlo lasek b'zeh klal. It's not so to be oisek in these thoughts, and to even when you're thinking about averus, even if you're thinking against averus. You're in the neighborhood. You understand. You're still visiting the neighborhood of averus. You're going back to the neighborhood of the avera. So it's not good to be Isaac in these things. And the main thing he says is that just to try in chitzon, just to try to continue on in the right way. Shein of the matter, just go right. Just keep on walking. Stop. Don't think about it. Shuv layasub gezaklal, not to be Isaac in this at all. Eliyachshav, yidaber binyani kedusha. This is where the name Yosef comes in. This is where Yosef at tzaddik lahosif. Hashem was ma'ariv to think about other things, good things in kedusha, or even to if you're zeichet to have children, to think about the kids, to think about. To think thoughts that are good thoughts, things of Kedusha. Think about Yerushalayim. Think about something that you Isaac in shul, or to try to think about something that you were learning. That's the ikar. We'll see in the note in a second that if it came your way, it means Hashem wants you to lift this up to something higher. You didn't go looking for trouble. It was a mikra. So if Hashem brought that your way, there's a reason for that. And the reason is that something needs to be fixed, and the way to fix it is not by dwelling upon it. The way to fix it is by lifting it up, to something higher. Aliyasha v'yedaber b'inyani kedusha. V'imen yochel yasich daitel inyani v'shus. So he said, even to inyani v'shus, to think about the things that you have to take care of at work or whatever it might be. Inyani v'shus doesn't have to, the highest thing is to lift it up to madregas of kedusha. But if it's hard for you, then think about things of rishus, or make a call that you have to take care of. Hekeshal lasa klal bezeh. Because not to be Isaac, not to sit in it. Elirak yamid is atzma karoi, just to try to move on. Vidayo, and that's enough. In terms of the avoid, look at kuf tzadikay footnote. This is really the avoid of v'nahaf v'nahafechu sheyishlo to ayihudim heim b'vaseinayim. The avoid of Purim. The word Purim is brought. This Purim is a lashon of lifreis v'lirbeis Ephraim kifani lakim. There are two mahalchim in the avoid that we see. There's Menashe and Ephraim. And Menashe is a lashon with Yosef Atzadik has two sons. There's Menashe and Ephraim. It's the whole inyan of the ibiyor of Purim Katan. As Reb Tzadik Shusilon have explained, is that it's, we really have this year. We have 13 months, and 13 months means 13 Shvatim. But we only have 12 Shvatim. The test, of course, is that according to Arizal, that the month of Adar Aleph, Adar Beis, these 2 months of Adar and the leap year, Kenegin, Menashe and Ephraim, because Yosef is two Shvatim, Menashe and Ephraim. So really, Yosef is one, but Yosef is two. So it's Menashe and Ephraim. So in the leap year, we have these two avodas of two ways, two mahalchim of in the world of Yosef Asadik. There's Menashe and there's Ephraim. Menashe is a lashon of forgetting. Nashani Lakim means to forget. Hashem help me. Yosef says, Hashem help me to forget about my tzaros. Nashani Lakim is kol amali. All the things that I went through. Nashani Lakim. That's the meaning of forgetting. And that's the ikar avodah of Adar Aleph. And then there's Purim. Purim is another base. Is lashon of Hifrani. Hifrani has the oisis of Purim. Pei Reish, Hifrani. It's Hifrani Lakim Beretz Nakosh Baruch Hu. That means that Hifrani is the opposite. Menashe means not to think about something. And that's Menashe. To forget something. And Hifrani means to... is positive, something positive, to think something positive. Lifreis v'lirbois, l'hoisif, that's the lashon of Ephraim. So the inyan of Adar Aleph is be'ikah, it says, Hayom Elin is karim v'nazim, is a person's thoughts, and Purim is v'nazim, is to do certain, do good things. But we see that there are two mahalchim. There's the mahalach of Menashe, there's the mahalach of Ephraim. And we know that Yaakov Avinu switched his hands on their heads, and he put the younger one, Ephraim, before Menashe, which Yosef HaTzadik. And Yaakov says, Yadati bin Yadati, I know. So why did he put Ephraim before Menashe? Because the Ikra Avoid is the Avoid of Ephraim. And Ephraim means Lifreis v'Lirbois. It means L'Hoisif v'L'Hoisif. It means to add. Hifrani Elokim. Not the avoid of trying to forget. The ikkah is to think of good things and to do good things, which is the avoid of Ephraim, which is the mahalach of the Baal Shem HaKadosh. Menashe is really the inyan of Sumeira, and Ephraim is the inyan of Asay Tov. And the Yaakov Avinu was mesader that the end, especially at the end of time, that the youngest will be the most chashuv. But that avoid is the avoid of Ephraim, of Ephrani Elokim. Ephrani, something to think about positive things, to do good things. That's the ikur. To do good things, not if Nashani and Menashe. It's a hard avodah. The ikur is Ephrani Elokim. Ephrani Elokim. So what's this? So Kuf Tzadikei, Im Bal Karcho Ra'a Ri'iyah Asura, if a person didn't intend to, and he saw something that was also for him to see, Toiv lachshav b'shemus hakadoshim. It's a madrega to think of different shemus. We once learned a little bit about that. To think of shemus of Hashem, l'sakin l'halas l'sraimim. To lift up. V'loy sheish bo avon. It doesn't mean that you did an aveira. If you happen to see something, it doesn't mean it was an aveira. Ki kvar manu shem nizar, as I hear honest. As long as you're trying to be careful, something happened, you're an honest. It's not your fault. Elo shezel is galgal yado. His zeshe his galgal yado. Kazadova aiba. Why did Hashem bring this your way. Why did this happen? This mikre, why did it happen? It's a siman sheyesh ka nitzos lahalois. It's a siman that there's a nitzos, there's a spark of kedusha that is waiting for gula, that's waiting to be redeemed, that's waiting to be lifted up, which is a very big part of all of kisvei hari. This inyan of halos hanitzotzes to bring up these nitzotzes. Sheyesh l'adam ka'eses damnus to bring something from the lower part of creation and lift it up and bring it out from that lower part of creation to a higher place of creation, which is a tremendous thing in Avodas Hashem. Means that you have now an opportunity. We don't look for these opportunities, but when they come, when it comes to a person, so the Avoda is to be mala this. Yesh Adam Kaseis Damnus. You have now an opportunity. Lihidabek b'shchina b'yesesais. To attach yourself to the shchina b'yesesais. To do something good. Of Madrega Yosegevo Murgashis, to on a higher Madrega than you were before, that it shouldn't lower you. Amalek wants this to be an opportunity for you to feel lower about yourself and to fall. Why did Hashem Yisbach bring this your way? To become greater, not to become lower. But it's not Avod, that's the Avod. Bikavin Bishem Aleph Dalad Nun Yud. To think of the name Aleph Dalad Nun Yud. Bikavin Shemagish Ashchina Kadosha. And to remember, like we learned a lot about, that even in this thing that you happen to see, inside of all of this, the pnimius is all shechina, it's all the chiyus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'yiftach ha-machshavas v'hagosha shel dveikus b'shechina HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The thought, to move your thinking to a place of the shechina. V'ahavas Hashem is baruch shechina so. And then there are shemes, gam tov l'kavim b'shem. It's also, there is one of the shemes of Tiftefia, Beniku Chirik Shabbat, Kovitz Chirik, Chirik Kamets. Okay, these are names, I'm not going to it right now, that's not, we're not holding by this, but different Shemas. Also, it's brought down in the Sfarim to try to think of the Pasuk and to see the Pasuk before your eyes. Eish Tamit Tukar al Mizbeach Lai Sechbe. So you could think of the Aron Kodesh downstairs and try to think of a Dovah Shabbat Kedusha and to see the words Eish Tamit Tukar al Mizbeach Lai Sechbe. It's a very powerful skula to think of, to move your thoughts from a world of chayshach, of tumah, to a place of kedusha, and to lift up everything and to burn it on the mizbeach. Eish tam etukal zach loisich. That's to burn this machshava and the fire on the mizbeach, and to lift it up to a higher place. That's what happens. You take a behemoth and you put it on the mizbeach. You take something that came from the Nefesh Bahamas and you put it onto the Mizbeach and it burns and it becomes a carbon. It's a Reach Nicharech Lashem and it becomes something which is very pleasing to HaKadosh Baruch. And that's what we do with a thought that comes from the Nefesh Bahamas. Not to get stuck in it, to lift it up, put it on the Mizbeach and burn it and it goes up to HaKadosh Baruch. And that's a huge avoid of Halos HaNitzaitis. Okay, now he goes a little bit into Machshirim HaAsurim, which we're talking about in the Yosef Tzadik Chabura, the Shar Hanun. So the basic, you know, I think that many of you know that from this all comes from the basic medrash of the Tzadik Rabbi Shemaya Morgenstern. This is his Talmid, his Talmidim, and Rabbi Shemaya is a fire when it comes to anything with the phones is very strong with it. There's a good reason for that. So, which we're learning about the pnimius of what this yetzahara is, this strange thing that comes with all of the devices and this whole social media thing. You know, I was talking to a mother this week this mother, the daughter, this is a very nice family. The daughter is talking about killing herself because there's a whole group of friends on the chat or whatever it is, and they pushed her out of it or something, and they're making fun of her on the chat, and the girl doesn't want to live. She doesn't want to live. She was home for the last 2 weeks, and She's like Miss Yaish from her life, because there are other girls that were saying things about her, and they, don't know, they excluded her, I don't know how they pushed her away or something, and they're saying things about her and making fun of her or something, about some narishkeit, something about boys, things like that, and they made like rumors about her which are not true, something with about a boy, and she's like, Sivan Nishleiben, she's like, she doesn't want to live. This is probably going on by all over the place. These kind of things that are happening with the way that the phones, all these different things with the that they have, all the different ways that they have of, on the phones with the. I don't know what it is exactly, but I know there's a thing called TikTok and there's. I don't know the other names, but they have all these different things that people show pictures and can destroy a person's life with one word, with one picture. They destroy somebody's life. To be on these things, and so Yetzer Shel Machshirim Hasurim of these devices, Shem Klipa Neira, which we all know. We try not to talk about it. Make believe that it's not, but it's a klipa. It's a very, very, very terrible klipa. But tzarach l'srachik b'zeh ad k'tzei ha'achron. It's best to be misrachik b'zeh ad k'tzei ha'achron. Lo l'hokel b'zeh klum, and not to be makel with these things at all. V'im yesh lo chaver she'yesh lo k'zeh dover. Listen to what he says now. Again, keep in mind, this is a Yushleimedic thing here. So, but when I say that, I don't say that to make fun. I say that, and I feel bad about it. Because if we would be pure, we would look at things this way too. We're not pure. We've already been so messed up that we can't even read this next sentence. It's a hard sentence, the next sentence. He said, if you have a friend like this, Yisnatik Rimeno, get away from that friend. Whereas if you have a friend that has one of these things, you shouldn't have any shaykhs to this. So, okay, that's unbelievably extreme, right? I shouldn't have this person as my friend anymore. So it's hard for us to even think in such a way. But we shouldn't be proud of that. It's not because we're so humane, it's because we're so messed up. The truth is, if a person would really see this for what it is and to accept the truth for what it is. If you ask the culture be called to live for bizarre. Lakolapachas lishmor alagadar. Every person should try as hard as possible to be careful with these things and at least to keep the gedarim shetiknu chachmehador, that's with their tzaddikim that they made takonis about how to use these things. There's so many parents that they after they find something they said, oh yeah, I wish I would have gotten better filter, or I wish I would have given the kid a different phone. It was always l'acha ha'maisa. Once they find something on the, they notice all of a sudden that their son is not getting up for davening, and their son is not doesn't seem to be so happy, and he's not doing so well in learning, and he missed a day of tefillin, and they find out something. Either the kid talks about it, or they find something. And now we're going to see if we can get to fix this. But these are things that we didn't talk about 10 years ago. I don't remember when it all started, 20, 30 years ago. We just don't. Ki b'nafshenu hadavar hazeh, rachman l'tzlan. Ki b'nafshenu hadavar hazeh. V'zeh tzarech l'lechas ad k'tzei ha'achron, ki zeh shar ha'chamishim shel ha'tumah, which is what we're learning about. This is the shar ha'nun. This is the shar ha'chamishim. There's no question about it. So when you're in the when you're dealing with the Shar Hanun, as we're going to be learning about Mitzvah on Sunday, that you can't fight against the Shar Hanun with regular weapons don't work against the Shar Hanun. Conventional warfare, I think there's a lotion like that. It doesn't work when it comes to the Shar Hanun. That's other kind of all the usual things that we saw in the Svarim growing up and all the Eitzes. That's conventional warfare. With the Shar HaNun, it doesn't work conventionally. It just doesn't work. El Rak Levroch Mizeh. Listen. There's only one Eitzah. Run. Rak Levroch Mizeh. V'Shrachakus Mizeh. Now we're going to see on Sunday how do you run away from it? What does that mean, to run away from it? He doesn't go into it over here, but we'll see from Rav Schwartz. Of course, everything is zelu maza. So running away, just running away is not going to help either. Because when you run, you're gonna find it everywhere you run. So how do you run away from it? You go to live on some deserted island, but there's no Wi-Fi. I don't know, they probably haven't. I think now they said they're having it on the airplanes already. People could look on the world of things on the airplane also. I'm sure they already have it now, right? They could. So it used to be that at least a person went, he had a little manucha. He went to Eretz Yisrael. You had at least the hachana to get to Eretz Yisrael was that you'd have a little manucha. So where can a person run? What does it mean to run away? He doesn't really talk about that in Pnimius. We'll do that on Sunday, Mitzvah Shem. How do you run away? You have to have something to run towards. You can't just run away. And that's what I mentioned last week, that one of the chevra after the Tzadik Chabur was saying about, you could be thinking about it the whole time you're running away also. So what does it mean to run away? To distance yourself from all of this. In our generation, the Iker HaTzlocha in Avodas Hashem is to contend with this Nisayon, with this test. And don't pay any attention when people make fun of you. Don't pay any attention to that. Think about it for a second. He says, because somebody makes fun of you, you're gonna die. And it's better to die than having somebody, make a face at you or look at you in a way, in a funny way, because you're using some old fashioned phone, in our generation is not to fall into these things. Page Kuf Chav Gimel. Gam Tzarech Liyazor Melahavid B'Kisvei Goyim Rishayim. He's not finished. So now he's talking about to be Mesrachik. Again, these are people that are living in lives mamish of Kedusha. And they're talking about the Tachlis. And again, it's hard for us to even read these things. But in Olam Haba, this is the Lashon of Olam Haba. The language of Olam Haba is not the New York Times or even the Wall Street Journal, which is a much better paper. It's not the language of Olam Haba. So this is the language of Olam Haba. L'srachek, l'izorm l'habi b'kisvei goyim rishoyim. Not to read things that are written by rishoyim. Lo mi boy kishe kosvu dvar masurim. He says, I'm not even talking about reading things that are inappropriate. That, of course, you can't read something that's inappropriate. El afilu inyani rishus. But even to read inyani rishus that are written by rishoyim. Things that a person's allowed to read the news. But things that are written by rishoyim has an effect upon a person. Again, in Olam Haba, they're not going to have, when you're in the waiting room by Olam Haba, they're not going to have a magazine rack, you understand? They're not going to have it. And so if it's not the right place, Olam Haba means that for a Jew, it's not even right in Olam Haza. But filling Yoni Rishus, because Kibetz Maksiva, the same way Rabbi Nachman and Tari Gimel talks about to hear a niggun from a Rasha, even if a Rasha sings a kosher niggun, even if you hear a niggun, it's a good niggun, it's a kosher niggun, but the one who wrote the niggun or the one who's singing the niggun is a Rasha, it has a terrible effect on a person. Because when you're reading something that was written by a Rasha, the very fact that the Rasha invested himself into that article or that book has hashpah on a person. It means that there's a roshim of tumah that's there. It's mashpia. It's nafsho. He's mashpia himself into that, into the niggun, into the article, into the book. Vayidei HaKriya, and by reading what the Rasha wrote, Ha'adam Mischarbel Nefesh HaKaisev, you are creating some bridge that's connecting you to the soul of the person who wrote it. That's the truth. There is something that's connecting you to that person. So even if you, again, we're talking, it's very strong. But in from that perspective of absolute tahara, what's pure, the fact that you're listening to Beethoven or to Mozart, so you're not listening to some hip hop, where there it's befeirish, all vulgar and obscene and so on. So you're listening to something from Beethoven or from Mozart. Who are these people? These people, Mushchasim Nairoi. When I was younger, in the library, I used to get all the biographies. That was my favorite thing when I was little. In the library, I read all the biographies that they had in the library for the kids. That was my favorite thing. So now I don't remember stuff anymore, but I used to be able to answer any question you asked me. Woodrow Wilson, I would tell you when he was born. And there was some strange tkufa for like 2 weeks where I got all the books on composers, on that whole chevra, and I was reading about them. And these were not even books that were written for adults. And there were such mishunadika people, there were such mishagayim, these people. Depressed and people, sick people. So what happens? You're listening to something, you're listening to the Beethoven's Fifth, so it's beautiful, it's sweet, there's nothing bad about it. But the Chofetz Chaim would be sensitive to the presence of Beethoven in his niggun, because Beethoven put his entire essence into the niggun. So who is Beethoven? And who are these people? Not even Lachas Kama V'Kama, you're talking about the Bala Negina that you have nowadays. These people that they make the earlier ones, the Rishonim, look like tzaddikim. The ones you have now is the people with, and their machshavas, the whole nefesh was put into these nagunim. That's the real damage. That it's not so much, you have the kids and you listen to Goyisha music. That's so, Goyisha music. It's not just about the lyrics or even the tempo of the song, which is not Jewish. It's the nefesh of the one who was mechaber the niggun. That's what the third Torah is about. Music comes from a very, very high place. And when it's music that's coming from the wrong person, it has an impact that comes from place that's very deep, and therefore we used to see when we were growing up. You knew from looking at somebody that this was a Grateful Dead guy. You knew there was a certain type of a person that's his world. Not that you ever saw. He didn't wear it on his back. And you didn't see him walking around with an album. Those are albums, right? You didn't see him walking around, but you talk to him, you look at the guy, he's a deadhead. You knew right away. He's from that world. And then you had a Simon Garfunkel guy too. They're much more upbeat and happy. But you could tell which genre of music what are this person's nigunim? What is nigunim? Even from the Goyish nigunim, there are different madrigas. All right, Simon Garfunkel were Jewish, and so they're Yidden. But they should live and be well. I don't know where they are these days. I hope they're fine. But they're Yidden. But they're madrigas. But the mechaber is putting himself into that. I mean, you read something. You're reading a book, you're reading an article. Now, especially what's going on now with all the news and all the, everybody's... people nowadays don't read so much. They're watching. And who are they watching? What are they watching? HaKoyse Meshpiyas Navsho Al Yidei Kriya Ha'odem Mischabel Nefesh HaKoyse. And the opposite of that is when you're learning Svarim. In Kuf Tzadik Ches, you see, on the bottom, Lahavdol, Zochelet mi Gadol Mailas Halimud Besifet Tzadikim. So Lahavdol Elif Alf Havdolis, every single one of you, and myself tonight, we're going to take out a Kedusha Slavi or Norm El Melech, right? You take out a Norm El Melech, a Kedusha Slavi, whatever your favorite is, and you're going to sit there and you're going to be Mamish the Kedusha Slavi, as Mashpi as Nefesh. You take out the Kedusha Slavi, Parshas Tetzave, there's the Hashpah of the Rebbe himself. Kedusha Slavi put himself into those words. It's a lot better than Grateful Dead. Kedusha Slavi is Mashpi himself in those words. His Anon Nafshik Savis Yehovis, when you're learning a piece from Noam HaLemelech, the Chassidim, they can't come into Shabbos without a Noam HaLemelech. Even though a lot of them don't know what is he talking about. Noam HaLemelech is very hard sefer. Even if you get the Oiz V'Hoda one, you can still, it's very hard sefer Noam HaLemelech. Just like you have by the Svardim, there's a big avodah by the Svardim to say the Zohar Kodesh. See that? I remember when I lived in Yerushalayim and I'd go past the Bukharim and you hear them saying the Zohar Kodesh out loud. Simple workers, people. But they say the Zohar like with a certain nigg in the Svardim. It's the sweetest thing in the world. What are they talking about? They didn't have to understand. They sang the Zohar Kodesh. And you say it's a very, very big, it's a huge avodah to say Zohar Kodesh. It's a huge thing with the Svardim. They kept that strong, very, very strong by the Svardim. They say the Zohar Kodesh. And you're connecting to Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. You don't know what this means? And when we say the words of the Siddur, we don't always understand everything. Amen. But you're Anshe Knesset Gedolah, David HaMelech. He's saying Tehillim, David HaMelech. It's a huge thing. So when you're learning Mischaber LeNafsha HaKadosha, you're connecting to David HaMelech. David HaMelech put himself into every word of Tehillim. Rabbi Shimon put himself into every word of the Zohar Kodesh. Kedusha Slavi, you know. That's how people come to Shabbos in such a way. There's a swarm that came out probably 5 years ago, not how long, but that somebody put out three volumes on taking from the Zohar Kodesh, from all over the Zohar Kodesh on Shabbos, all the different parts from Friday night, from Friday afternoon, taking you through from Mikveh Friday afternoon through Malava Malka. All different pieces in the Zohar Kodesh on the bottom, and has a translation of the Zohar. And then on the bottom it brings from Reb Tzadik the Svasemis. It's gewaldige, gewaldige sefer. You come to Shabbos. It's a different Shabbos. It's a different life. And the Yesha Boim back on top. Yesha Boim im Seichel. Vayim im Mahabaya. They're the intellectuals, the more cultured people, so to speak, who say, what's the problem with all of these things? Nachon Shuhu Rasha. Okay, so it's true that the guy that wrote this book or this song is a Rasha. Avakan leKasidvar Masum. But what I'm reading is nothing also. When I'm reading, he's just writing over some report about something or some whatever he's writing. It's not also. I guess he didn't go to college. looks like it. leKasidvar Masum. The main point is this. In Yonah HaKadusha, Enim Sechelim Bilvad. We're not talking just about Seichel. There's something here that's not just Seichel. It's not Seichel. There's a Sechelius of it. There's what the person is writing, and there's who the person, but it's not something which is Seichel. Elohim Skulium. This is something that there are karchis in the world that we don't see with our eyes. Beethoven died a long time ago, so he's not here in this niggun anymore. It's not true. But you can't prove that. You can't see that. It's just a recording. You're reading something by Russia. And remember, there was a time I was studying certain things. because at that time there was almost 50 years ago, around that day, almost 50 years ago. So it was becoming popular that there was, it's hard to believe that there were, you know, missionaries that were going around, Jews. You know what I'm talking about. This. And there was some bachrim that they were trying to enlist us to go out on a Matzah Shabbos and to argue with some of these chevra. Like, because they were going, it was a whole thing back then. So they gave us certain things to read to help us, you know, with the right answers, how to respond to these shkarim and things that about Yashk and all these different things. And my father saw that I had a book there, and he sees it's talking about Yashk. That was the end of my anti-missionary work. I never saw my father, he never ever heard him speak to me in such a way like that, the way he spoke. He didn't raise his voice, never raised his voice, ever. I never heard him raise his voice in my life. But he said something like that you're never in your life to ever look at this again. And he said, this is who killed your grandparents and great-grandparents, and you're never to touch this again. And he said, but Daddy, I'm not reading it because I don't care why you're reading it. I don't care. I want to help other Jews. He said, "You help other. There are other ways to help Jews. You're not doing this." And he didn't know that I was going. I was trying to do this. I thought I was doing a mitzvah. There's even when you want to do a mitzvah, sometimes, you know, it's from a place of where there's good and evil, and for people like us. It's a little bit hard to understand this, even, you know, that Mahalach, my father, because it's not a matter of the intellect. And even if you explain to him and say, but this is an important thing, this is a good thing, and we're trying to have conversations and discussions with other Jews to help them. So it's not that my father wasn't happy that I want people to do that. He says, my son's not doing it. Okay, there are other people that have to do that. That's, let their fathers worry about it, but you're not doing it. You're not looking at his name, that filth. My father was, it was the filth of the world. You're not looking at it. And it's a pureness of thinking that it's not a matter of the intellect. It's something else. I'm schooling him. B'yesh b'hem dvarim b'roimim him me'evil l'seichel rogel. There are certain things that they might seem to be harmless, but they bring you down. And there are other things that are meraimim him, me'evil l'seichel rogel, that, like reading the Zohar, even if you don't know what it's talking about, but just saying the words. And when we say the words of the Siddur, the things that we say, that we read, that we don't understand how does it inspire me if I don't know what it means? How does this help me if I don't understand it? Because it's not just a matter of understanding. There's something much deeper than the seichel. You're saying Yoshua says to Elin. If somebody would ask, would stop one of us and you know how they try to do something to help. They stop something. And they ask them, what does it mean for this? One of these idiots on the college. What does it mean from river to the sea? They don't know which river. They don't know what sea. They don't know what they just know that they hate Jews. They don't know what it means river to the sea. So there's no, they don't know what they're talking about. So what would be if we were interviewed walking in the street and somebody stopped us and said, could you translate Yoshua B'Seisu into the whole thing, if you don't mind, please? Thank you. And you don't have your art scroll, right? Whatever. They say, just translate what you... Don't you say this every Shabbos a few times? Yeah. You mind translating it? It'd be terrible. It'd be very, very embarrassing. Because it just happens to be, it's a hard kapitel. There are some words in there that are not so easy. I'm just using it as an example. Be the same thing when it comes to Elokai Neshama Shazatim. But the answer to the person that's interviewing you is that it's okay if I don't understand if my grandmother didn't either. It's okay. I know that David Melech said these words. And you're right. I should learn. I should study. I should understand better. It's my fault. But I want to say David HaMelech's words. And when I say David HaMelech's words, I believe that it's good for me. I don't know exactly what it means, but it's okay. It's not okay not to know. One should try. But I believe that it has Ashpa, and it's true. It has Ashpa. And you could find yourself getting chizik from saying a Kibbutz Tillim, and you don't know what David HaMelech was talking about. Because David HaMelech is there. So if David HaMelech had his arm around you, and he was speaking to you, and you didn't know what he was saying, same when you go to Tzadik, you don't always understand, but you know it's good for you, and you feel uplifted from being in the presence of the Tzadik. It's something which is not, it's not a regular thing. A Tzadik was very pure, knows what this means, and is able to explain what this is. Okay.